This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the top of the news cycle and the top of the world. This is the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jay Kirshner with social media and other comments that make sense. We have more information here than you can possibly imagine, and every single bit of it is correct, tested and approved by the censors, right? We have censors listening to this program, and we're all over whatever it is that's going on. So if you hear it from me, you know it's right. Right, ladies?
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The business of tax. Tax, thank you. Tax rates. Joe Biden says you're a bad person if you're not paying your taxes. I'm sick and tired of the people in the middle taking it in the chin. Well, I understand that. I'm sick and tired of it kind of, too. I don't like that expression. But what they're not, none of them. Republicans, Democrats, none of them are addressing the real problem, and that is waste, fraud, corruption, abuse, overspending. Never mind the it's hard to never mind the $6 trillion that's gone out the window in the past year. But what really is the, when you talk about taxes and you don't tie to the discussion, looking at budgets, understanding where the money is going and doing something about that to protect the taxpayer, whether it's the person in the middle who's getting it in the chops, according to Biden, or the people who he wants to pay 28%, which is what it was, admittedly, before Trump came around. It was 28%. But if you go back to the 50s and the 60s and the 70s, the taxes were higher on corporations, but there were fewer of them. You know, in the last 50 years, business, entrepreneurialism, all that kind of stuff has exploded. We were just talking, as a matter of fact, ladies, Victoria and I were talking about this Clubhouse thing. And it's just on the scene, whoever created it, it's not even fully developed yet. And they've been offered $4 billion to buy the company. So when you see the kind of money that is being made, some of these huge, what the business is, but right now we're talking about the stuff that could be the companies that would rebuild roads and bridges and that kind of stuff. These companies have, you know, the little guys are bought up by the medium-sized guys, and the medium-sized guys bought up by the big guys, and so there are huge benefits. And, yeah, there's a lot of money being made. You know, the people, I see the list out today of the wealthiest people in each state around the country, and I don't know what's accomplished by that other than envy. I don't know what's created by that. Maybe there's a reason that list is published. I was also looking at a list of America's most expensive zip codes for buying a home. So what do you think, just as when you get down to brass tacks, ladies, what areas of the country do you think in terms of zip codes? The average price of a home. In one zip code in California, the average price of a home is $7,500,000.
Is that 90210?
No, it's 90210.
Beverly Hills is a slum compared to some of these neighborhoods.
This is Atherton, California, 94027. Average price there. And then the second most expensive
Where
zip
is that?
Code.
That's right up by Palo Alto, Stanford, that area. Okay.
Right. Now, number two is Sagaponack, if that's how you pronounce it, Sagaponack.
Sagaponack, that's the Hamptons.
It has to be like the Hamptons, right? That's what
$4,300,000, the average median price for a home. 11, the zip code is 11962. Number three on the list is 90402, that's Santa Monica, that's my zip code there. I can assure you, I don't have a house that costs $4,154,000, but that's the median price of a home there. Number four on the list, Beverly Hills.
More like Pacific Palisades. Santa Monica's kind of eh.
Good to know. 4,080,000 in Beverly Hills in 10007. That's New York City, isn't it?
Yes.
10007.
It's Manhattan.
3,900,000
Greenwich Village area.
Yeah. 3,900,000.
Actually, I think that's Soho.
Is it?
Yeah.
In Boston, along I can tell you 02199 is along Columbus and Beacon Street. Those areas. Average median price of a home is $3,669,000. Here we go to back to California, Palo Alto, zip code 94310, $3,522,000. So you get the most of the expensive homes are either in California or New York, right? Mm-hmm. Other than Massachusetts and Back Bay.
But even separate from all the the millions and millions of dollars. But I'm in New Jersey near we're at the shore, and my brother and I were just talking. His neighborhood, where his house is, there are three houses that just sold on his street between $30,000 to $40,000 over asking. And a friend of Lewis's just sold his place in Hoboken for $35,000 over asking. This is happening everywhere. And these are
there's no middle class, but the middle class is paying that kind of money for a home. $1 million for a home around where I am is nothing, frankly. The zip code I'm in, 01701, and the average price here is like $1.3 million. For homes. The most expensive, interestingly, on the list of the top 20, 14 of the zips are in California. Three of them are in New York. There's only one in Massachusetts and one in Washington, which I find very interesting. But you keep looking at this list, you go down into the top 40 or 50 zip codes. Again, most of them in California and New York. And one wonders whether this is going to hold up. Miami Beach is on the list at number 32. That's the only place in Florida. So I'm wondering, and I'm surprised because Palm Beach is, the houses there. Oof, man. What is this saying about California? Now that all these people are leaving California, Jennifer, will that bring down the price of these homes, or just people who have money and that's
it? Well, I think California is on the verge of a bubble. But what I've heard, and I think I told you guys this the other day, is that when I was in Colorado for my grandmother's funeral, she said, or a bunch of them, my family and friends that were talking about this, said a bunch of people from California are coming in. They think they've hit pay dirt because they've sold their house at an inflated rate, and then they come into Colorado and they see what they can get for their money, and so then they inflate the housing prices. So when you have
Salt Lake, that's what Jack and I were talking about that last weekend when I was in Salt Lake. Same thing is going on there. Houses being built everywhere. Everybody's coming from California. So at what point does the bubble burst? And to get back to the tax discussion, if in fact all these taxes go up, there is going to be an impact. It doesn't make any difference. Now, whether Biden's successful in convincing Congress not to increase taxes on the middle class and just to go after the big bad guys who have all the money, and again, the list is out today of there's nobody, it's nothing new. This list that is the same list, has been the same list. It's just the amount of money that they have at their disposal has gone up. It's the same names on the list. So what are those people going to pay for all of the bridges and the roads and the other things that need to be fixed? Is it going to come? This is a ruse.
Because the infrastructure package, even about that, 5 to 7% may be about hard infrastructure. Everything else is about, I don't know if you guys saw the tweet by Kirsten Gillibrand, who's the, she's from New York. And she
Senator from New York.
And she comes out and she says, infrastructure is child care and all of these different programs. Infrastructure is not any of those things.
No, not at all. No, not even close. So anyway, you got all of this stuff going back and forth, and nobody is talking about what my main pet peeve is, and that's bringing businesses back to America. What could be a better campaign?
Well, part of the tax thing, though, but in fairness, part of the tax thing is, under Biden's plan, is that if he's making it much more difficult for companies to outsource a lot of their business and still claim that they're an American company.
And that's that's a change in some of the tax laws.
Is that
laws.
An indirect? Okay, so that's a good move. I didn't.
Yeah, you can't hide behind saying, "Oh, I'm an American company," when really most of your business is done overseas.
But if, I guess if you're really serious about that, why wouldn't you do Doug's idea, which is a really good one, that says if you are doing any piece of your business outside of the United States, then your tax rate is 28%. The rest of us who are struggling after being shut down for a year because of a pandemic should not have to face the penalty of that. For instance, my business will be taxed at 28%. I don't do any business outside of the country. So should I be incentivized to stay at the current rate that I'm at, or should I be penalized?
You know what's going to happen with a lot of S corporations just like yours? What's going to happen is they're going to find more expenses. Just file your where you might have missed an expense here or there, you get them all. And you spend the money for things that are deductible, and, you know, that's how you save. This is going to create, this is going to send more people into the cracks and crevices of the tax system.
Yep, loopholes.
Mm-hmm. Yep, unbelievable loopholes. So they'll just keep, this is the corporations, again, are responsible. Sure. Do they get away with stuff like doing business overseas? Yeah, that's wrong. From my point of view, if you're going to claim you're an American company, then you better be doing business in America and incentivizing it tax-wise. Otherwise, these guys are out to lunch. So anyway, this is a huge plan. Does he have enough support, Jennifer, to get this done?
Ridiculous thing is that the infrastructure has zero Republican support. He hasn't even asked Republicans for input on it. Again, this opportunity to unify, which we always talk about when Trump was president or when Biden was president, that infrastructure is something we could unify on. Democrats, when Trump was president, didn't want to give him the win. Republicans haven't been asked this time to even participate. So this is a bill that they're going to push through as part of reconciliation. Whether or not that's right, I don't know, but I don't think there'll be one Republican vote for it, and that's unfortunate because most of it is not an infrastructure bill. Only 5 to 7% of it deals with real infrastructure projects.
Yeah. Last year, though, there were a lot of big companies that didn't pay any federal income taxes. Archer Daniels Midland, which is a big ag conglomerate, and they're no good, believe me. FedEx didn't pay any taxes. Nike paid no taxes.
Yeah, this is crazy.
Yeah, how do they get away with that?
They still won't. It doesn't even matter, though. They still won't, whether they make it 21. The people that are going to get hurt are people like me, people in small businesses.
Right. It's the not going to.
Yeah, Nike, Amazon,
the guys
still are going to figure it out. Right.
Yeah, exactly. They have accountants, and they've got lawyers, and they've got lobbyists. Yeah. 18 after the hour on the DJV show. T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to their towels. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without that lotiony feel. When you order the 6-piece set, you'll get 2 hand and 2 bath towels, as well as 2 washcloths, plus free shipping. Each 6-piece set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, is machine washable and durable, and comes with a 10-year warranty. If for any reason you're unsatisfied, MyPillow will offer you a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com right now to learn more. And right now you can get 2 6-piece sets of MyPillow towels for 1 low price and free shipping. Just use promo code DJV. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV, for 2 6-piece towel sets for 1 low price and free shipping. On checkout, DJV at MyPillow.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
All right, 23 after the hour. Tech. No, it isn't Tech Talk time. Got so many different things playing here on the program. It is time now for us to check what's going on, what's trending in the social media box. And the story about Jack Hanna, the zookeeper who has dementia, one of the most celebrated zookeepers. What are people, what's the focus here, Jay? Other than the reality of his age.
Well, he's still very young, comparatively speaking, for what he's dealing with. He's 74 years old, and he's going to be. And he's going to be retiring from public life. He's been diagnosed with dementia, and the family also added this week that it's believed he now has Alzheimer's disease and has quickly progressed only in the last few months.
Wow. It does. Sometimes it really does. There's a protein in your brain that goes awry, and that sometimes it can happen very, very quickly. So how long is there the daughters, are they keeping what he's been doing going? The show's called Jack Hanna's Into the Wild, right? A Jack Hanna's Wild Countdown. Those are two shows. A lot of these.
Yeah, Jack Hanna's Animal Adventures was from 93 to 2008. The most recent was the Wild Countdown that went up until last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, hold a good thought for him. Meanwhile, Paul Rudd is in the circle of sphere of influence. What's going on with him?
Well, the trailer dropped for Ghostbusters Afterlife, and Paul Rudd is in it. And, of course, anytime Paul Rudd is mentioned, the Internet is reminded of just how much everybody loves Paul Rudd and also how he never ages. But something else in this is those little mini puffs. I'm sorry?
Yeah,
Ant-Man. He was the Ant-Man,
oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he's Ant-Man. Yeah. Look at you, Doug.
Pretty good. Ooh.
Talking about the Marvel Universe.
Mm-hmm. So it's you a little say, mini wait puff. A minute. Hold on a second. Could you say, Victoria?
I said, look at you knowing something.
Like I know. Okay.
It's I'm impressive. I
oh, yeah, of course
think
it
so.
Is. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
That was a good poll. Yes.
Right.
Sorry, Jay.
I saw Khloe Kardashian on TV last night.
Let her finish the Paul Rudd story.
Excuse me. Yeah, right.
No, it's all good. It's just the giant Stay Puff Man in the trailer. It's these little mini puffs, and a lot of people are saying that they're the new Baby Yodas.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Chloe.
Is that Kardashian.
It now? She's living in Palm Beach, is she now? That's what they say, Chloe, instead of Chloe. Come on.
Well, she has an accent over there, her baby. Name. No, she has an actual accent over her name, so we've all been saying her name incorrectly for all these
really?
Years.
Yeah, yeah, I guess Kris Jenner has verified, like, yeah, no, it's supposed to be Chloe. But, hey, Chloe says her name is Chloe, so... Yeah. I think we can still roll with it.
All right. Let's, why is she on the surface here?
A unedited video, an unedited photo is making its way online. And, I mean, people are loving it, but it wasn't posed. It wasn't filtered. It was allegedly shared by her maternal grandmother, Mary Jo, MJ. And
oh, MJ's the leak?
Yeah, MJ's the leak. And, I mean, she looks so happy.
MJ's in her 80s.
Right? Well, and when you look at this photo, she looks so good. Like, she looks really young. I almost thought it was a photo from years and years and years ago. But the family's people are, you know, they did copyright, and they're trying to get the photo pulled down. And then Chloe did make a comment on it because so many people were saying, why does it matter? Why can't you just leave this up? Bringing body dysmorphia into the conversation. And she released a statement saying, everybody's asked for an unflattering photo to be taken down. Like, everybody's post has had a friend who's posted something, but also she was recalling her whole life being labeled the ugly sister. Carfatchian mm-hmm. was one of her nicknames, and it's yeah. had a lot of effect on her. So whenever there is a photo, like, she wants to be posed in the photos that she puts out there.
I totally get that, and I understand, because she was, and I was, she's always been, like, my favorite. They always, like, but, and she's always just been real. But I think the thing is that most people look at that and go, she looks fantastic. She looks great.
You think she looks real?
No, this photo of her looks great. This real photo of her looks a lot better than what she's trying to put out there to the world. I mean, it's like...
It's real, and it shows that she's actually in good shape. And
how inspiring. Yeah, how inspiring is that?
Didn't we just talk about her yesterday? She's now worth $1 billion or something?
No, it's Kim.
Oh, Kim. Okay, I see. I get them. One Kardashian is the same as another to me, but then that's me.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As allegations of sexual assault emerge from a child holding facility in Texas, Vice President Kamala Harris continued to draw criticism Wednesday about her absence from the U.S.-Mexico border region and for not facing reporters about her role as President Biden's border czar. Former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley on Fox News.
It's really unacceptable that Biden is so obsessed with Trump reversals that he'll literally put the American public and these kids at risk the way he is.
Neither Biden nor Harris have announced plans to visit the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. Iranian state media on Wednesday praised Iran's 25-year, $400 billion cooperation agreement with China as a good geopolitical game-changer that positioned Beijing as leading the effort to drag the United States back into the Iran nuclear deal. Thank you kindly for listening. We do appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
NASCAR is back in action Saturday night under the lights. Driver Chris Buescher told Motor Racing Network how Roush Fenway Racing Team feels about the short tracks this year.
What I will say is some of the road racing parts and pieces seem to carry over to short tracks, and we felt like the Daytona road course went really well for us this year. Both the races we got to run, we had speed. We didn't quite get the finishes that we should have, but we definitely had speed. And so that makes us hopeful that when we go to short tracks, we're going to have the grip in the car, if we're going to have the forward drive that's going to make us pretty competitive. And Martinsville is a place that I've steadily gotten better at, and I think that we had pretty good runs last season as well. So we are looking at that as our telltale for the short tracks. Can't really get a read off of just one race, but it'll definitely help point us in the right direction and head towards what we feel like is going to be our biggest focus.
Alzheimer's disease strikes a beloved TV personality. Dan Meraki has more.
The family of animal expert Jack Hanna says the former director of the Columbus Zoo has been diagnosed with dementia. In a letter on Twitter, the Hanna family announced that Jack Hanna would be stepping away from public life as his health begins to deteriorate. Doctors believe the 74-year-old is suffering from Alzheimer's disease. Hanna is best known for his many appearances on television talk shows, where he brought hosts like Johnny Carson and Dave Letterman up close and personal with wild animals. He also hosted several nature shows for children. Hanna was the director of the Columbus Zoo from 1978 to his retirement last year and remains director emeritus.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
After the hour, prevention of truth decay is what we're all about here in the club of the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jay. It's the Horn, Keelan, Kirshner, and Stefan program. And I can assure you in this half hour you're going to be thrilled with lots of things that we're going to bring you up to date on. Maybe find a couple of links to reality even here. We're talking about taxes and stuff. So, Victoria, I know you've been looking at the 2020 tax return stories that are coming in. A lot of people making mistakes because they don't really know what the rules are with regard to the stimulus checks. You got $1,400, you got $600. I saw something very conflicting with some money that's coming from the feds to farmers. Mm-hmm. The first round was not taxable. The second round is. So how do people know what in the world to do in the first place? And is this going to create a whole thing? Is the IRS going to go after people and get penalty and taxes because they just don't know what the heck they're supposed to be doing?
Well, it's a good question, and that's still unknown. I think the bottom line is, if you got any money, if anything changed for you, we all got stimulus money, that's not taxable. But if you claimed unemployment benefits, and then you've got that extra $600, you know, in the pandemic insurance, or whatever it was nicknamed, you got the extra $600 a week, People are finding now that, you know, oh, I forgot, I didn't claim, I didn't have any
yeah.
money withheld from that. So it's right. it's becoming, yeah, it's becoming kind of burdensome. This is just, the best thing you can do is don't do your own taxes. Like, that is just, you know, whether you get a CPA.
Spend a couple $100.
Or you even use TurboTax yeah. online, you know, if you fill everything out or like
how do you do your
taxes? One of those, what do you and Lewis do? We have a CPA.
Account. All right, Jennifer,
yeah.
you do yours. Well, you have an accountant that does the business. Does he do yours as well? Is that how
yeah,
you do it?
Yeah, I have
professional?
An accountant who does, yeah, both. Yeah.
Okay.
Both personal. Yeah.
Are you
I don't
ever
mess
surprised?
Around when it comes to that. It's just
but
too...
are you, Jay, do you do it the same way?
Yeah, we have a person. Yeah.
Okay. So are any or all of you ever surprised with what that person comes up with? And do you ever have taxes, either you're getting money back or you're paying in that, you know, oh, what am I going to do? I didn't know I was supposed to pay this, or I didn't know I was going to get that money back. Do you ever have those realities?
Well, yeah, the last couple of years that we've used this CPA, we've gotten money back when we weren't expecting it, so that's always a nice surprise.
Right.
We haven't gotten any bad surprises yet, but we also haven't done we haven't completed our taxes this year yet, so who knows? We know we're going to owe, but we don't know what.
Right. What about you, Jay? What are you... do you feel like you have a handle on it? Does it concern you, or is it just one of those things in life that you got to do with the old death and taxes thing? Because some people get all worked up about this.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's pretty much normal year after year. We used to receive refund checks, and it was always about the same for a few years, and then we started owing, and it's pretty much always the same. This past year, my husband did have to take... not disability. Now I completely lost the word. But he was already having taxes withheld. Unemployment, but he was already having taxes withheld, so that's not going to surprise us.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's good. Jennifer, any surprises with you?
I always feel nervous. I know, you know, the state of California is so bizarre that I always feel very nervous when I'm waiting because I never know. I've had to pay some years, and then I've gotten refunds some years, and for no different reason. Like, I have no idea why.
Okay, so
I don't know what changes.
There's a concern that I have that I'd like to reflect on with everybody. That has to do with your privacy, with your information, and whether the IRS, I think it seems to me a couple of years ago, and correct me if I'm wrong, that the IRS had some kind of a hack or a breach and a lot of people's personal data was exposed. And when you think about all of these things, we were talking the other day about the data of those hundreds of millions of Facebook users, now it's all been leaked. And then you think about the IRS and what happens there. It's a bonanza for hackers. And you think about people who have credit cards, which is pretty much everybody. And you go around and around and around. Jennifer just said something that triggered this in my mind. She's nervous. I don't think you let it overwhelm you, but people go around in this state of malaise or whatever it is, and they think, oh, well, don't worry about it. It's the government. They'll protect me. No.
Who thinks that?
I don't know.
Oh, the government will protect me.
Yeah, right. No,
clearly,
no,
I
no.
don't, because I'm always worried. Because there's no rhyme or reason for me. That's what makes me nervous, is that there have been years where there's been not a huge difference in my income or any of my deductions or anything. And there have been some years where I've had to pay and some years where I don't. And what the heck is that? And then there's some years where they say, oh, you should pay ahead because I had a job at one point that was just paying me, you know, as an independent contractor. So then you have to pay ahead. It's just irritating. It's irritating.
Right. It is.
Because there's no rhyme or reason. And, you know, I always think back to Rich McFadden, who used to be a part of this show. He now oversees us as one of our uplink gods for our syndication purposes. But he always used to say, if people had to pay their taxes each and every pay period.
Right. Absolutely.
There would
be... Look at the stub.
A flippin' outrage in this country, but everybody just sees it, you know, it goes into your account, direct deposit, you know what to expect. Nobody knows what they're actually handing over to the government. They don't realize it's 40% of their paycheck.
And then we go back to...
We get complacent. We're like, okay, well, we'll just spend more money.
Ugh. Yeah, and we go back to what we were talking about with Biden and the tax increases and stuff. Instead of making that the, you know, the some political swan song that some liberals really love to hear, let's go get those rich guys. Meanwhile, most of them who are saying that have made a lot of money while they were in Congress. You can be sure of that. There's nobody that goes into Congress and comes out less poorer when they come out. It just, you know, it doesn't happen that way. So you've got all of these things that need to be focused on. And then you think about how powerful that screen is in front of you. We were just laughing off the air because my screens in front of me here, I have three of them and they're all dirty. And they got little spots on them. And so I wanted to get them off. And we finally found some alcohol rub that will clean the thing off. And I was just thinking about how much time I spend in front of this computer and how much we all have informationally in our computers. And, you know, is it what are you exposing yourself to is number one. And then last week it was World Backup Day, and I am the worst when it comes to this. I don't have anything backed up. Or if I do have it backed up, I don't know about it. My computer guy says, yeah, yeah, we'll back up everything. I had to get into it. My accountant died last fall, a wonderful friend of mine for 40 years, and he was telling me once about how his backup works because, you know, I trust him with everything. I never even get involved. He does it, and he's never had a problem, and so I was thankful for that. And so one day I needed some old information, and I said, do you have this tax return from 1988 or something? He says, yeah, wait a minute, hold on a second. He just goes into his computer, bing, bang, boom, and it comes out in like 13 seconds. And so I'm thinking he's got that stuff all backed up. How does all that information, how does all that data get stored? You know, how does it, where is it? And it just more and more, can you imagine all the tax returns that the IRS has and they have to keep? And, you know, look at any kind of document, lawyer's offices, go into your lawyer's office and see all of the documents that they have. It just, where does it go? I don't understand, honestly, where the hell it all goes. It says goes up into a cloud. Okay, so where's the cloud?
Rainy day. Oh, God. I was waiting for the cloud to come into this. I was like, well, oh, no. He's going to say, what is the cloud?
Well, I mean,
Is this something that stresses you out daily? Like when you're riding on the tractor, are you thinking about where is the cloud?
Nope. I don't think about it at all. Until I'm confronted with stuff that we talk about here on the air that just kind of makes me think. And that's the idea of what we do here, is to get you to think about things. How does this affect you? How does this impact your life? How is it, whether it's your health, whether it's your money, whether it's your job, your whatever it is, I want our program to reflect or have people reflecting on what's going on in their real life. And I think this is something that is, it's there. It's kind of like that student loan forgiveness thing that's floating around. The big question for lots of people, millions and millions of people who've got these student loans, they don't know whether they're going to get their loan canceled or not. I'm not sure I think that's a good idea, frankly. I don't think I should be paying for your student debt, and that's really what would happen. I didn't borrow the money to send you to school, and I don't think that everybody should be going to school. And somebody makes an arbitrary decision, yep, send our kid to school. We got to borrow the money because we don't have any. And so you borrow the money, and now I'm going to be asked to pay it back? No. No, that's something that I do think about. You asked me about, Jennifer, what I think about. That kind of stuff I do think about because it's just wrong. It's like giving people money who are not working an incentive. There's a difference between people who need for survival to have the help, our help. I believe it is our job to help people who are physically or mentally incapacitated. They can't work. They can't provide for themselves. That's our job as Americans. It is not my job, nor is it our job, to forgive the student loans that have been taken out or to give money to people who have the ability to work but don't want to because the government makes it too easy for them not to have to work. That's not my job. And I'll be damned if I'm going to go down and pay more in taxes. This is why people cheat on their taxes. This is why people say, oh, I'm going to figure a way around that, because they're abused. Taxpayers across the board, whether it's the small people or the big corporations, we are abused. And it's time we put our foot down and put an end to it. I don't know what
I always say we're stockholders in this country when we pay. We're the board of directors. We decide who's in charge and we pay for it. So why don't we every single year get an accounting? We have to do our taxes. Why doesn't the government have to give us a summary like every other corporation would give their board of directors? What did our money go to? What have you done to earn that money? And I'm telling you, we start asking for accountability. The problem is we send a paycheck over to the government, say, here, go ahead and do what you want with it, and you get a whole bunch of nothing.
Yeah, you do. What are you getting for your money? What's the paying for our schools, for example? Victoria, you're not going to have children. So why are you paying to have children sent to school? Is that the fair way of doing it, equitable way of doing it? It's the way it's done, but is it right? They go back
well,
to my conversation
the
about
that
the sales
some friends,
tax.
That's the argument that some of my friends who also don't have kids or don't want kids, that's the argument they make for not wanting to own a home and just renting. Because, you know, your property taxes, you're paying so much in property taxes, and it's going to schools where, you know, you're not going to have a kid participating. So,
I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I think that public education or having this option, even if you don't have a kid to pay into, you still benefit from having an educated class of people that will run the next generation.
Yeah, that's a good argument.
So I
that's
agree with that, but I think that the accountability is gone. I think, I don't know, I love the idea of school choice, where instead of giving the money to the schools, you give the money to each individual family to decide, is private education the best? Is homeschooling the best? Is public school the best? What's the best? And by doing that, you create competition, which is going to encourage public schools to do better.
Well, but that's the worry, Jennifer, because the public school systems are not doing the job across the country for the most part. So people, then they would destroy, if we let people do that, and then the theory is it would destroy the system. Well, the system
would force
is destroyed now. It should be melted down, blown up. It's like the police. You know, we need the police. We need social services. We need a lot of stuff. But is the direction it's going in? Most of the people who hold political offices don't have a clue. The guy who's governor of California, he didn't have any experience in doing that kind of stuff. He didn't have any real
experience. No, but he's run by the unions. So he created an incentive for schools to get back in session because he knows he needs it because he's being recalled. But they only have to be in session for 1 minute to get the state funds. That's it.
New
you can
York,
have everybody walk back on campus for a
this?
Minute and you get it.
New York is going to offer $15,000 to undocumented immigrants who are out of work. They couldn't get unemployment benefits because they're undocumented. Hello, they're here illegally. But New York, God love them, the taxpayers there are going to pay each and every one of them $15,000. You tell me that's right. And it makes sense. No, sorry, you can't, because it doesn't. Here's what's going on the DJV download. POTUS is actually trending as he moves up the date for people to be eligible for vaccines. We always talk a lot. I mean, the president's going to get our attention no matter what, because it's what people are talking about. Whatever he's doing, we're just talking more about taxes and that sort of thing. Also on the current DJV download, the numbers of people, a third of all COVID survivors suffered anxiety in the first 6 months. Did you do that, Jennifer? I forgot whether we asked you that or not.
I suffer with anxiety all the time, so it's hard.
Yeah, that's like
say.
A regular day for Jen, so
but,
we don't need to ask if she has additional anxiety.
Yeah. But I'll say, I did tell you that when I got diagnosed with COVID, you better believe it's anxiety because the news media's out to scare the crap out of you.
And you can't go
to a doctor. They tell you to just stay at home, and if you can't breathe, go to the hospital. Oh, thanks. Thanks for
questioning. Right.
Check out the podcast at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business.
So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Ken is here with his weekly overview in the question department. I suppose we all have a lot of questions, but these are sort of specific questions about specific things. For example, the cost of obesity, because you are a preventative cardiologist and you're always talking about the measurements, you know, if you're this size, you're going to be obese and that sort of thing. So we all know that contributes to heart attacks and strokes, your specialty. What does it cost, literally, in terms of how much a year to our healthcare system?
What is the dollar cost?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. It's huge. You know, I've heard $6-7 billion a year with a B. But in terms of, there's many different costs, some that you don't even think about. Obviously, the cost to the healthcare system directly because of all the illnesses that obesity causes, from cancer to heart disease to strokes, diabetes, high blood pressure, many, many more. But also the loss of work, the productivity loss in the economy that we often don't think about is huge losses because of that, because of the illnesses that people get. So getting your BMI definitely under 30, that's the obesity line, and definitely also please under 25, that's being overweight. We want our BMIs ideally under 25, but definitely under 30, and that's where we're in the safe zone. The one exception is the very, very muscular person. The BMI falls apart because muscle is heavier, and it can make your BMI higher than what it should be, but it's okay. So if you're very muscular, talk to your doctor about your weight and your BMI.
But in the meantime, I think you and I measured, me and you, and I was a little over 25 and you were under it. I think I was 26 and you were 24.
You were getting very close. I mean, and also in the middle of the day, this is dry weight. When you wake up in the morning, you haven't yet consumed anything, and not to get too clinical, but you've done the bathroom things, and you're in as little clothing as you can wear without getting arrested. This is your ideal body weight, your dry weight.
Check it then. That's what Ken is telling.
Correct.
Check your weight then.
Because it varies up to 6 to 8 pounds with clothing, depending. You know, you're in heavy boots. You just consume a gallon of water,
remember,
and it's going to be so much more.
I remember last time I was in your office, one of your assistants said, will you please step on the scale? And I weighed, I don't know, 183 or something. And she said, oh, it was higher than it was last year. And I said to her, I bet you if I took all my clothes off and I stood here naked, I'd weigh 176.
Well, we don't want you to get arrested, but that's why.
No, but I mean, if you put somebody on a scale with their clothes on, it's an irrelevant number.
But we know that when I look at it, I know the context of it, and it can vary, as I just said, so much. And that's why I love when people get it under controlled conditions in the morning, your dry weight, and that's really the weight that you want to compare day to day.
Here's a question about anabolic steroids and whether they hurt your testicles. I think that goes in line with riding a bicycle, doesn't it? Or steroids that you're just talking about bodybuilders. A lot of bodybuilders use these steroids, right? Maybe we ought to explain, if we have time, the difference between the various kinds of steroids that are on the market.
Well, these are anabolic steroids are primarily male sex hormone synthetic, like testosterone. And anybody who's using any kind of steroid without the direct supervision of a physician is looking for severe trouble, including death. So I would just urge nobody to take steroids of any sort without talking to a physician and doing it with the help of a physician and making sure the physician has a good indication for it. And it's not to build up muscle mass, because this is what you're talking about. That is one way to destroy your health. And I urge people not to take any kind of steroids to bulk up, because you're not doing it for your health.
Well, you see a lot of these bodybuilders, both men and women, who have been on certain types of steroids, and they die an early death. You start on it in your 20s, many of these people are dead before they're 50.
And you're going to do harm to your testicles and also other parts of your body. You don't want to do this. And no physician is going to give you steroids to build up muscle. It's just not a healthy thing to do.
No. All right, word to the wise. Questions for Dr. Ken. We always have them. If you've got them, send them to me at Doug@DougStephan.com. I am Doug Stephan. He is Dr. Ken Kronhaus. You can find him at Lake Cardiology. Give him a buzz if you want to have a great connection and lots of info. 352-735-1400. This is DJV Health.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.